Well, hello, Bob Dendry here, and welcome back to another Fresh Friday. Today we are playing Arcade Paradise, which I first found out about on Mastodon probably a week or two ago, and I thought it was a really cool sounding game sort of premise and mechanics, so I was keen to jump in and give it a go. So let's have a look. Wow, that was such a cool little intro. I love the aesthetic. I love the design. And yeah, we've arrived here at King Wash. And we're just going to go through the tutorial, I guess, and then we'll get stuck into the game itself. So we are heading to King Wash. It is a laundromat. Alrighty, so our dad has called us and is basically saying, well, we're responsible for this place now, I guess. And we need to work out how to, I guess, operate this laundromat. It all seems fairly self-explanatory, I think. We're just loading up the... Idle is time wasted. Maintenance and cleaning are your responsibility. Any trash, pick it up and dispose of it. There's a dumpster around the side of the building. Okay, so we're just going to clean the place up. Yes, we got some trash to pick up. God, this place hasn't been looked after at all, has it? All right, we've filled up our trash bag. Now we just need to find the dumpster, which I guess is going to be around the side here. Yes, it is. And, okay, I guess that's a little... okay, it's a little mini game, rank C, not the best. That's better than nothing. Okay, so I guess our clothing we were washing has now finished, so we can grab that all out and take it to a dryer, one of these bad boys. Very nice. Okay, and we've just got a job on our watch. That there is a blocked toilet, so we're going to have to head over there. Hopefully it's not too smelly and disgusting. Let's see. Oh no, that's not good. Very nice. Toilet is clean. Okay, and our clothes are done. Perfect. Let's unload it. And we need to drop it off. Well, where are we putting it? Over here. Okay. And we got a rank S. Awesome. Love to see it. And we've got a back room key as well. Oh, hang on. Ooh. Hang on. They're going to turn me into meat. rude. Okay, so look at these. Got some arcade games in here. Oh, but we've got a new chat message. Okay. Where is the office? It is over in here. So let's... Okay. Hey, cool. I've also got half a degree in business management. Very nice. Very nice. And that is true as well. Absolutely. What the hell are machine hoppers? Oh, yes. Yes, right. Okay. I'm really loving this aesthetic so far. It looks really cool. The field of view is... I'm not a big fan of the field of view, so I might see if I can fix that up. Oh, okay. So we get the hoppers. Open the hoppers up here. Okay. I've increased the field of view a little bit, and I think it's a little bit nicer now. So let's clean out these hoppers, see if we've got in here. $250. Very nice. Very nice. $96. Am I emptying this hopper as well? No, apparently not. Not that one. Look at all this money we got. Wow. Okay. And where is the token machine? I'm guessing over here. No, this is just vending machines. Ah, over here. Okay. How much we got in there? $18. Okay. So we got, what, $541 to start with? Not bad for our first day. What do you reckon? Where is the safe? It is over in here. What are we doing? Oh, okay. Right. Got no idea what we're doing. Okay. Okay, cool. So we've cleaned out our hoppers. We've got a nice little amount of cash in there that we can spend. And we've got another chat message. Okay, so we're chatting to Leslie. I don't know if that's my mom or something, maybe. I was probably mentioned, but I don't know, really. And basically, those arcade machines in the back room were something that she bought... potentially as a little amenity for the customers, but my father didn't really like it, so it didn't really take off. But we've now got the idea that maybe if we were to buy these and put them out in the laundry itself, customers might hang around and play these games, and we can make a ton of money doing that. So let's buy our first arcade cabinet. I'm liking this one. Wood Guy Jr. swaps his trusty hatchet for a pickaxe in this downward mining adventure. Collect gold, buy upgrades, and dig as deep as you can to strike gold. Let's buy it. And that will be delivered on Tuesday. I'm guessing it's Monday today. And yes, it does. Okay. Sweet. All right. Oh, we've got someone in here. Hello. Oh, they're gone. Never mind. They disappeared. It looks like we've got some laundry to do as well, so we might go get that all running. Very nice. Hi there. What, this, I don't like this. Oh, hang on. They disappeared. Why do they disappear if we approach them? I don't understand. Hey, mate. Very strange. Okay. How long have we got left on those? Do we know? Okay, like 2.5 minutes. Cool, cool, cool. And what's the time? It is, well, coming up to 3 o'clock. Cool. This guy's back playing again. That is good to see. We might pick up a bit of trash as well. Looks like that's all we've got. I know we've got a bit more. Just do some cleaning. Try and make the place look a little bit better. Oh, we got a clean gum. Okay, we found a hidden package. I worked out how to actually do that. It wasn't the case of needing to head in the green. You actually had to hit at the very top. cool. So that's a nice little bit of cash we picked up there. This laundry should be pretty much done. We actually have another load as well. So we will get that chucked in and filling up as well. Perfect. Anything else of interest going on around here? Sorry, keys went for ice cream and haven't come back yet. Interesting. I wonder what is behind that door. All right, we have some laundry. That is all good to go in the dryer. So we're going to start getting those transferred across. Yeah, we've got some more laundry to pop in as well. Jeez, this is all hard work, isn't it? Far out. It might be time to play a game, to be honest. What do we got here? Department of Hot Dogs, Federation of Good Snacks, Wieners Don't Need Ketchup. Okay. What are we doing here? Racer Chaser. This is like a GTA. Like the original sort of GTA. Oh, okay. Collecting cash. Oh, no. Run. How do I run? Oh, gosh. Oh, busted. Damn. Okay. And we've got some washing done as well, so we might just play this for a little while longer, then we'll hop across there. Oh, we got a tank as well. Very cool. If I'm not mistaken, when GTA was like in its sort of early development, it was envisioned as a racing game, which was called Racer Chasers, was it not? So that's a nice little touch that I guess is called that, or the arcade games called that. Am I correct in assuming the goal here is to collect all the cash on the map, potentially? I've got some dryers finished as well. Good, good. Good to hear. Whoa. Come on, let's go. Sort of like a Pac-Man / GTA sort of hybrid, isn't it, this one? All right, yeah, we should probably finish our playing here soon so we can get all out. Oh, run! Oh, no. Oh. Oh, no. I think we're going to be busted here, aren't we? Yeah. All right. Well, that was fun. Okay. Back to work. So I'm going to grab out some laundry and get some nice clean laundry out of the dryer as well. Any more around the other side? No. Ooh. Rank C. That is poor effort. Okay, well, it's not ideal, is it? But we have got some laundry done. We've got some more laundry in the dryer. That's got a few minutes left. Can we continue playing? No, it's going back to the Department of Hot Dogs Federation of Good Snacks. Got a few other games we can play, though. Let's see. How is everything looking? Is everything nice and clean? Don't have any rubbish lying around. At this point, it looks like we're looking pretty good. Toilet's clean. We've got some gum as well. And we found a hidden package with $20 in it as well. Fantastic. All right, and we'll get these in the dryer and then, yeah, might head on the bus back home and see how we go. Pretty nice, pretty decent. Oh, is this our new arcade machine arriving? Yes, it is. Beautiful, look at that. Strike gold left in the middle of the street. Fantastic. Okay, ooh, all right. So we've got some options here of things that we can do or place them, I guess. Okay, so yes, we can place... here, I guess. Okay. All right. I think we did that because it's not in the middle of the street anymore, but let's head in and see. Also, why do I have $25? Oh, man. We're not even open yet and it's getting bloody dirty again. Great. People come in here in the middle of the night just to drop rubbish or something. It's not good. And our bag's full as well, so we'll have to chuck that in the bin. Nice. Totally tubular. Very, very nice. And we've still got a lot of garbage here. But we might... Oh, hang on. Where are we? Might just get some more laundry on first, and then we'll continue cleaning up. Doing our morning cleaning duty, I guess. Yeah, that was always going to be bad, I suppose, since we left it there overnight. And yeah, looking pretty good in here now. What about the back room? I'm sure that's looking messy as. So we've got this here that I can't pick up, so I don't know if it's actually rubbish or... or what, but I think we're pretty much clean in here now. Which is good. Oh, we've got a few. Oh, yes, we've got some gum. Love it. And $30 was in the gum. Cool. As you can see, we've got our new Strike Gold machine sitting here ready to... That's being used already, apparently. Oh, we got some nice, actually. Yeah, cool. We've got a bit of cash in these machines ready to collect once we are up to that. And we've got some more laundry as well. Oh, no, I don't want to play yet. Oh, all right. Oh, no. Well, I guess we're playing, aren't we? Oh, so close. Yes. Winner. Come on. All right. We are actually going to empty the hopper there. No, I didn't want to play this. Can I not empty the hopper? Okay, there we go. 20. Oh, nice. We've got actually a decent amount of cash here. So let's get that all deposited. Free puppy to good home. I'm interested. How do we call? What's the phone number? Okay, and it's a whole freaking mess again in here, of course, as we expect. These clothes are probably all smelly from sitting wet in the washing machine all night, but do I give a crap? Nah, probably not. Washing will be done when it's done, all right? Take that. I don't care. And, how much cash do we have on us now? 588. We've got enough for a new machine. So let's log on and, see what we've got here. We've got Stack Overflow. Keep the boss happy in this satisfying puzzle game about stacking boxes against the clock. Try not to get fired. That is what I'm doing. So we will buy that. That should arrive tomorrow morning. Very nice. I think that's everything that we can buy right now. So I'm guessing we might unlock something else maybe tomorrow, something like that, as a reward for, purchasing all the machines we have available right now. So Strike Gold. How do we play this one? I'm ready. Let's start. So what are we just digging? I guess we're trying to dig down, create like, oh yeah, okay. Okay, so it seems that it's like sort of like Tetris, right? That's what I'm getting from it anyway. Ooh. Oh no. Oh no, I'm dead. Oh, well, that's okay. It's time to do some washing anyway. Is this some sort of drug deal going on? Is that what I'm witnessing right now? Because you both look a little bit sus and you're both acting a little bit sus. Oh! Is it the Matrix? Oh. Hey, the drug deal is back again. Oi, get out of my shop. Sweet. Well, it's the end of another day. We will get this load of laundry into the dryer, so it's all good to go tomorrow morning. And yeah, it's time to head home, I think. Catch you all on the flip side. Oh, we are swimming in the dough. Very nice. And we've got our new machine arriving. Bam, Stack Overflow. So let's get that one installed. Well, we've just got the one spare place, so we'll get it in there. Very nice. And, oh, okay, we've got a chat message. Let's get over there. Let's get some stuff running, though, in the machines first, and then we'll check our chat messages. Ooh. Okay. Cool. Very nice. So Dad says, yeah, we're doing well, but no layout changes. Thanks. Oh, but we're telling him, we're like, we are going to get those arcade cabinets. And what does Dad have to say about that? So correction, Leslie is my sister, not my mum. So my bad, my mistake, team. cool. All right. So Dad doesn't want to hear any of it. We've got a lot of cash. We might empty out our hoppers and load that all up in our safe again. Of course, everyone loves the GTA game. Oh, we've got another chat message. I just might finish this and then we'll go check it out. See if there's anything else left to do. Yes, we've got a new load to put on. Are you finished yet? No. Okay. Empty out this hopper. Not a whole lot coming from people doing their own laundry. So we'll quickly pop this in. We've got $400 at the moment. That's pretty decent. That's pretty decent. We're like super security conscious because we change our safe combination every time we use it. I'm for it. All right. So who is it? Oh, yeah. So Leslie has come to us and she's asking if we chatted to Dad about it. Of course we did. And he said a hard no. And I'm guessing she's going to say, yep, tried it before. Told you. Prove him wrong. Ooh. Yeah, let's do it. Get out of the way. Watch. Ooh. Okay. Interesting. Let's do a little bit of a sneaky, sneaky modification to the site. All right. Let's rock. Just need a sledgehammer. Oh, okay. We've got a new link, inter.shopfitter.web. So we need 1,000 to convert the storeroom into a usable space. And we're almost halfway there. We've got 493. So pretty decent, pretty decent. We can't order yet. Insufficient funds, of course. Well, I guess we just need to keep at it, keep impressing our customers. And yeah, hopefully we'll get that extra $500. You know, today or tomorrow. Tell you what, I've cleaned out all the hoppers and we are ever so close to being able to afford that renovation. So let's pop it in here. We've of course changed the combination again because we are very security minded. Look at that, 935 balance. So I'm hoping if we get some good, get some money. I'm guessing if we get some good money for the loads we've got on right now, if we can hopefully get those out by close of business, which it looks like we should be able to. We might be able to afford those upgrades tonight even. All right, $30. Just remind myself how much is in the bank. Actually, if we clean out the hoppers as well, we might just have enough. Let's have a look. And we're just going to wait for that load to be finished as well. But I'll just quickly check all of these hoppers. We might actually have enough. Like really nickel and diming it here. That's enough, I'm pretty sure. Let's go deposit that and let's get our upgrade ordered. Oh yes, okay. Cool. So just chat into the sys before we do the fitting. Oh. That's on a yacht in the Riviera. Okay. Cool. Let's get fitting. Order now. Beautiful. Also increases our fame as well. So we should be able to, attract some influencers or something. Right? I don't know. Let's head home and hopefully the job is done tomorrow for us.
Ashley, hello. I approved your proposal to convert the utility room and extend the King Laundry trading area. More space, more washing machines. It's a little obvious, but fine. Hopefully by now you appreciate Laundry's vital role in the community and the modest but steady income it provides. Reinvestment is a sure path to success.
Yes, I absolutely agree.
Step to owning your own business empire. Perhaps someday you'll rise to my rank. Gerald, King of the Riviera.
Continue. Yes, that is definitely what happened. definitely expanded the laundromat so we could add more laundry machines. Yeah. Nothing to do with arcade machines at all. I don't care about your rank, C. Let's have a look in here. Ooh, this is very nice. Look at this. Very cool. You could almost have a bar back here. Reminds me of a little bar in Sydney. I can't remember the name of it off the top of my head now. But very, very cool. Very cool looking. We've also put up a little sign so that people know. I thought we weren't putting arcade machines in the front because Dad would know about it. But I guess he'll won't notice the sign saying there's an arcade in the back. I don't know. Who knows? Well, I'll tell you what, the King Wash coin laundromat is going well, as is our little sneaky arcade extension on the back. But that is going to be about all we have time for in this episode. So I hope you've enjoyed it. This is actually a really fun game. It's not too serious. You don't really have to think too hard about what you're doing or what decisions you're making. But it's really cool. I like the fact that all the arcade machines have their own little mini game. Shush, not interested. And yeah, I will probably play a bit more of this. Don't know if I'll play it on the channel. If you do want to see more, though, let me know. But this might just be a bit of a chill downtime game for me. If you've enjoyed this video, please give it a like, subscribe to the channel, and ring that notification bell so you get a ding to your device the next time I post a video. You can find links to all my social media in the description, so please jump on there. Like, follow, subscribe, do all that wonderful stuff. Big shout out to my Founders Club patrons, Caleb and Isaiah. Thank you so much to the two of you for helping to make this content possible. But until next time, I'm Bob Dendry. This is Arcade Paradise. Thank you so much for watching, and goodbye.